Hi, this is a dictation for new patient visit. Name of the patient is Deltonia Pang. D like Detroit, E L T like Tom, O N I A. D E L T O N I A. Last name is Pang, P like Paul, A N G. Date of birth 8/8/1970. Date of accident 12/21/2021. The date of service is 4/1/2022. The chief complaints are severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left hip, left knee. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident, automobile accident on 12/21/2021. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 12/21/2021 at 2:30 p.m. He was the front seat passenger. His wife was the driver, and there were three children in the back seat. His wife is still hurting quite a bit in her body. But all the three children, 13-year-old, 7-year-old, 5-year-old, are all okay. He was traveling in a minivan, and they were collided with a commercial truck at around 20 miles an hour. The accident occurred at Novi Road near the ridge, in Novi, Michigan. At the red light, the patient reported that they were waiting at the red light to turn left, and the other truck, who is a mover truck, came and sideswiped their car and another car while avoiding another car. In this process, the truck hit them twice. The patient was restrained. Airbags was not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the impact caused the diesel tank of the truck that hit them to be completely ruptured. Now, their car is completely total, and the passenger side is completely ripped. The passenger tire broke, axle broke. During this accident, patient reported that he hit the window on the right side with his head, and he hit the left chest. Dashboard, there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. But when the patient reported, when there was a second impact from the truck, he hit into the console of the central part of the car. He appears that left hip hit into the seatbelt holder. History of presenting illness, patient is having headaches that are moderately severe, and they are occupying the front and back like a band all around. And they are infrequent, more worse in the evening, not sensitive to the light or noise. And the essential factor is nausea, but patient denies any vomiting, seizures, or aura. The additional symptom of TBI, the patient reports that he's suffering from dizziness and nausea, but denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness. Patient denies any balance loss or loss of equilibrium, no ringing in the ears, no incontinence of the urine or bowel, and no spots in the vision or vision problems. No disorientation, confusion is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. The neck is stiff and the pain level is around 5 to 6. Mid-back pain is around 6, lower back pain is 7. There is a radiation from the neck down to the right arm involving third, fourth, and fifth finger posteriorly as constant numbness and tingling. Lower back pain is not radiating to the buttocks or the legs. There is also pain in the left hip and left knee. He can walk up to 2 or 3 blocks. He cannot sit as he has to sit on his own buttocks and he has to move around. He can stand up to 1 to 1.5 hours. He is working 3 days nowadays as he is just a driver and a sit-down job. His sleep is interrupted as 3 to 4 times. These pains are continuous and are described as being cramping, gnawing, and aching. And the highest pain intensity is 6 to 7. The pain is worsened by standing and improved by medications, especially with numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the right arm and muscle weakness of the right arm. Patient has dropped the telephones and all that. He denies any bladder bowel incontinence. And there is no suicidal thought, homicidal thought. Besides sleep, mood, concentration is problematic. However, the patient has no anxiety, depression. No subtle anesthesia. Some weakness is reported, but no lightheadedness. System review is positive as follows. In the heart disease, positive for palpitations. Past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Past medical treatment, patient report that he didn't go to the emergency room on the day of accident, and he thought that he's going to be okay. On 1/14/2022, he went to the Adam Family Clinic, his primary care, who provided him fracture, and he started physical therapy with Southfield PT. He was working 2 days nowadays, and he's doing home treatment like massage, but no chiropractor, acupuncture, no surgery, or other doctors are finished. Family history is positive as follows. Mom is alive and suffers from osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, uterine cancer. Hysterectomy has been done. Father is alive, but he has no medical problem. Brothers, sisters are all okay. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with his wife. Current employment status, patient is employed part-time, self-employed electrician. He test drives experimental vehicles at GMC in addition. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has JC auto law as the attorney. Oh, sorry. Patient has no attorney right now. Apologize. The patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. His ADLs are affected, general activity 7, mood is 7, normal work 9, sleep is 10, enjoyment of life 9, ability to concentrate 9, relationship with other people is 7. Running is affected 7. Physical examination, blood pressure is 154/128, heart rate 78, respiratory rate is 16, temperature 97.1, height is 5'4", weight is 180, pulse oxygen 98. The 21-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, slightly obese, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template. Thank you. including the neurological examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that the gentleman has a severe spasm of his trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle and paraspinal muscle from C2 to L5 with multiple trigger points noticed, including the trapezius muscles. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection and palpation is normal. Please use a template. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of L5 and S1 and C5, 6, 7. Paravertebral muscle spasm in spinal area C2 to C7, T1 to T12, L1 to L5 bilaterally. The 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of the cervical spine forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine range of motions. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was painful beyond 15 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling and Lermit test are positive bilaterally. Distraction test was positive. Sotal test was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is positive. Kemp test positive. Babinski negative. Sacral leg joint are non-tender. Standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. Weber test negative. Gonsalon negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left hip and left knee, all other extremities are found to be completely normal. With no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. The range of motion of all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the left hip reveals a normally appearing hip on the inspection, and on palpation there are no major tender points, swelling, spasm, contracture alignment, or any crepitus, grinding noise. Range of motions are normal. At 140 degree of extension flexion and 40 degrees of internal external rotation. Motor strength is 5/5, valgus abnormalities not present. Leg length discrepancy not present. Patrick sign negative, Trendelberg test negative. L test, Thomas test are negative. Log roll negative. Knee joint, left. On inspection, appears to be completely normal with no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness, peripatellar, with minimal swelling, and no crepitus, grinding, popping noise heard. Range of motions are normal, 230-540 degrees of flexion extension. Collateral ligaments are intact, and motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMurray, Sandman negative. Peripatellar, patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. General 110, V89.2 XXC. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves and 79.2, muscles and 60.9, ligaments and 54.0. Lower extremities, left hip M25.552, knees, left knee M25.562. Cervical spine M54.2. 54.12, 50.20, 53.82, S13.4 accepted. And lumbar spine, M54.55, 1.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 accepted. Plan of care for Daltonia Bang is from the template. Treatment plan for Daltonia Bang from the template as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, left hip, left knee, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back. Patients advise about yoga, meditation, and exercise at home, and local heat and stretching, and spinal stretching. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are ordered, which are as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Trazodone 50 mg at night for help with sleep. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation and release of all the spasm and increase healing. Lidocaine gel 5% to help with the topical pain relief. Paracet 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN 75 tablets for headache relief. Narcotic medication, Tramadol, 100 mg daily, 10 tablets for relief with the pain, one at night. Non-narcotic, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. If you have available MRI, other imaging records, no records are available at this time. Interventional pain procedure, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records, none are available. Investigation. I'm ordering an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify the current pathology so that accurate treatment can be provided. DMEs, back brace and neck brace is ordered. Education, yes. Disability. The patient is disabled for the following. It's provided light duty for 2 days, 0 pound, 7 hours, 2 days. Follow-up visit in 10 days, their contact is in. Thank you.